Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is chapter 15, Yoga of the Supreme Person, text number 2. Please repeat. Adashchodvang prasritastasya shakha. Guna pravidha vishaya pravala. Adashchumulanyanu santatani. Karmanu bandhini manushya loke. Adha. Downward. Cha. And. Urdvam. Upward. Prasrita. Extended. Tasya. Its. Shakha. Branches, guna, by the modes of material nature, pravritha, developed, vishaya, sense objects. So the sense objects, sight, sound, smell, touch, taste, those are the sense objects. Pravala, twigs, adha, downward, cha, and, mulani, roots, anusantatani, extended, karma, to work, anubandhini, bound, manushyaloke, in the world of human society. So, my spiritual master points out that there are several Sanskrit words which have made their way into the English language. So this manushya, man, right? In the world of human society. So there are other such words which will come upon them when they come. Please repeat. The branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourished by the three modes of material nature. The twigs are the objects of the senses. This tree also has roots going down, and these are bound to the fruitive actions of human society. All right, let's look at the purport. The description of the banyan tree is further explained here. Its branches spread in all directions. In the lower parts, there are variegated manifestations of living entities. Human beings, animals, horses, cows, dogs, cats, etc. These are situated on the lower parts of the branches, whereas on the upper parts are higher forms of living entities, the demigods, Gandharvas, and many other higher species of life. As a tree is nourished by water, so this tree is nourished by the three modes of material nature. Sometimes we find that a tract of land is barren for want of sufficient water, and sometimes a tract is very green. Similarly, where particular modes of material nature are proportionately greater in quantity, the different species of life are manifested accordingly. For example, the demigods and those persons who live in regions above the demigods We learned in chapter 14, by developing the mode of goodness, you go up. So that means the demigods are basically situated in the mode of goodness. That's why they're demigods. And then higher than the demigods are rishis and siddhas. And of course, the topmost planet, Lord Brahma, he is, you could say, the most pious. Okay? And so all these positions in the higher planet, we learned in chapter 14, Urdvam Gachanti Satvasta. By developing as a human being, because the human platform is the juncture, the terminal. When you go to the airport, there are so many hubs, and the planes are going in different directions. Some are going North America, some are going South, some are going to China, some are going to India, right? And you have your little ticket, and the girl checks, you're on the wrong plane, sir. Oh, what? Yes, you have to go to this gate. Right. You have to run, like in Miami Airport. Way Miami, I hate Miami Airport. You get a plane and you have to go all the way over. London also, when I went with Nihar, our flight was late out of LA, so we had to get a connecting flight in London. And so we were running and running, and the lady said, well, the doors are closed. And we said, no, please. She said, okay, I'll hold the doors, but you got to run. So we had to run this long distance, and they kept the doors open for me and Nihar. But we were running, I was like, how was what? Yeah, it was his marriage, right. We went, yes. So, the human form of life is where you can go up, stay here, or go down. We learned that in chapter 14. If you keep yourself in the mode of passion, then you come back as a human being. And if you foster the mode of ignorance, you degrade. You don't get an upgrade. You degrade. Lower. Animal, aquatic, bird, insect, reptile. That was explained in chapter 14. Let us continue. The twigs of the tree are considered to be the sense objects. By development of different modes of nature, we develop different senses. And by the senses, we enjoy different varieties of sense objects. Just like I have personal experience. Since I've been dealing with Indian people primarily, mostly, since 1994, I have learned your senses are very different than us American senses. Because you have taken birth in this kind of Indian body, and according to Bhagavatam, that's an elevated birth, your senses are very, very different than these gross Americano senses. Very, very different. Your inclinations, your tests, your tastes, right? I have so much experience. Not everybody, but many Indians. They like their food spicy. If you give them bland food, they ugh. Whereas sometimes Americans, they can't eat the Indian food. Right? Or Mexico. When I go to Mexico, they make you guys look like nothing. They love that spicy. The spicier, the better. And they put the hot thing on everything, no matter what it is. It's got to have the sauce on it. Because that's their senses. They have a different kind of senses. And even amongst your Indians, there are different tastes. Right? In South India, coconut. Right? Gotta have coconut. Chili, banana, right? Right? In North India, you gotta have your roti. Yes? Bengal, rice. Stack of rice with nice ghee. Right? South India, like, they like to have their, what is that, rasam? Idli sambar. Right? You have different tastes. Right? Gujaratis, everything is sweet. The dal is sweet. Everything is sweet. So, that's the point. That they have different set. And we're going to learn that later in this chapter. Later in this chapter, Krishna is going to explain. Everyone is born with a different set of senses and a particular mind or mentality. That's all your karma. Okay? Okay. Let us continue. The tips of the branches are the senses, the ears, nose, eyes, etc., which are attached to the enjoyment of different sense objects. The twigs are sound, form, touch, and so on, the sense objects. The subsidiary roots are attachments and aversions, which are byproducts of different varieties of suffering and sense enjoyment. The tendencies toward piety and impiety are considered to develop from these secondary roots, which are spread in all directions. The real root is from Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka means the planet of Lord Brahma. And the other roots are in the human planetary systems. After one enjoys the results of virtuous activities in the upper planetary systems, he comes down to this earth and renews his karma or fruitive activities for promotion. This planet of human beings is considered the field of activities. Okay, Prabhupada is saying here, after one enjoys the results of virtuous activities in the upper planetary system. So, I was reading in the Mahabharata just this week. All the warriors who fought, they all achieved the heavenly planets because they were fighting this war. And for a Kshatriya, if he dies in the battle, he gets promotion. Remember what Krishna said in chapter 2 to Arjuna. Arjuna, why are you not wanting to fight? Either way, you're going to benefit. If you die, Krishna says, it's in chapter 2, if you die in this war, you're going to heaven. You're going to enjoy. And if you win, you get to rule the earth. So why are you hesitating to fight? That was one of Krishna's arguments. So, for us, if chapter 14. If someone behaves in the mode of goodness, then he gets to take birth in the higher planetary systems. But here's what happens, and it's nicely described by Krishna in the Uddhava Gita. Krishna himself says, when you are in the heavenly planets, you have your own private airplane. And you have these female consorts who come with you on pleasure excursions, and they chant your glories. Jaya Kundan Kuma Jaya. So you're flying around in the heavenly planets. Well, how long? Yes, very good, Rama. Okay? Now, what does Krishna say? All of a sudden, against your will, you fall head first, boom, back down, as he says here. Against your will. Because, right? If you're enjoying and somebody says, no, no more. What? Right? What's the tendency? If you're enjoying, you want it to go on. Unlike suffering. If you're suffering and somebody says, no more suffering. Oh, thank you. Thank you. The doctor comes, right? You don't want suffering to continue, but you definitely want your enjoyment to continue. It's natural. So you're enjoying up there in the heavenly planets, and all of a sudden, you're evicted. That's what you're evicted. Yes, head first, Krishna says. You fall out of your airplane head first back down to earth. All right. Let's do verses 3 and 4. Are you ready to continue, everybody? All right. Text 3 and 4. Please repeat. Narupam asyeha tato palabhyate. Nanto nachadir nachasam pratishta. Ashpatangenam suvirudamulam. Asanga shastrena dridhena chitva. Tatak padang tat parimargitavyam. Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya. Tameva chadyang purushang prapadye. Yata pravritti prasrita purani. Now we do the word for words. Na, not. Rupam, the form. Asya, of this tree. Iha, in this world. Tatha, also, upalabhyate, can be perceived. Na, never. Anta, end. Na, never. Cha, also. Hold on, I made a mistake here. Did we do upalabhyate? We did that? So next word is Adi. 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 Beginning. Na. Never. Cha. Also. Sampratishtha. The foundation. Ashvatham. Banyan tree. Enam. This. Suvirudha. Strongly. Mulam, rooted, asanga shastrena, by the weapon of detachment, dridhena, strong, chitva, cutting, tata, thereafter, padam, situation, tat, parimargitavyam, has to be searched out. Yasmin, where? Gata, going. Na, never. Nivartanti, they come back. Bhuya, again. Tam, to him. Eva, certainly. Cha, also. Adyam, original. Purusham, the personality of Godhead. Prapadye, surrender. Yata, from whom? Pravritti, the beginning. Prasrita, extended. Purani, very old. Before we go on, I'm reminded, there was a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to one of his disciples. He said, there is no need to separately learn Sanskrit. He said, you just study my books, you will learn Sanskrit. So that's one reason why we do this recitation of each word of Sanskrit. Because if you do it and do it little by little, you'll pick up a few words. You'll actually pick them up. All right, let's continue. Please repeat. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. Thereafter, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that supreme personality of Godhead, from whom everything began, and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. So it says here, this whole thing that Krishna has been explaining, you're not going to be able to really perceive it. You can only understand it because Krishna's pointing it out to you. But then he says, but you have to cut down this tree. So it's something you can't see, but you're expected to cut it down. So what does that remind me of? It reminds me of Arjuna. One time Arjuna was eating his evening meal and all the lights went out. But because he was so practiced in eating, even though there was no lights, he was continuing to eat. And then he thought, I'm going to practice my sword fighting in the dark because it may come in handy one day. And so Arjuna would practice and practice and practice in the dark so that if necessary, he would be able to defend himself. And that was another reason why Drona said, Arjuna's my best disciple. He's my best disciple because he's the one. First of all, Arjuna had the most devotion, right? And he was very serious about his practice. So we should also be very serious about the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Kumar, I am so happy. The plate is right on time. Prabhupada would like that very much. Prabhupada liked everything to be right on time. And he told his disciples, because when he went to Japan, Prabhupada noticed how the trains were always right on time. So he told his disciples, this is how I want my temples run, right on time. And there's that story. Prabhupada liked to go for his walk at 7 o'clock. He wanted the doors to the temple to open. So one time, I don't know which temple it was, it was 7 o'clock. The deity doors didn't open. Prabhupada took his cane, knocked on the door, open the doors right now. 7 o'clock. Like that. That's the way Prabhupada was. He wanted his schedule, the deities have to be like that. Okay, so the weapon, Arjuna had the sword. Our weapon is detachment. Detachment means I'm not attached to anything in this material world. Even that Rasgulla that I mentioned earlier. I'm only attached to Krishna and his service. That's it. No other attachments. Krishna and his servant. Just like Kunti prayed in her prayers to Krishna after the battle of Kurukshetra. Kunti said to Krishna, Krishna was going to leave Hastinapur, right? And Krishna was getting on the chariot, and Kunti stopped Krishna, and she said towards the end, "Sever my ties of affection for my family members." And she mentions Pandavas and Vrishnis, because her side of the family is the Vrishni dynasty. And her sons were the... And she's telling Krishna, "I want my attachment to only be to you." Very, very significant. So that gives us an understanding of why Krishna says, "Mamekam Sharanam Vraja." Take shelter of me exclusively. Ekam. All right. So we have to get this weapon of detachment. Then it said, "Seek that place from which having gone, one never returns." Do you want to come back to this material world? Do you want to take birth again? Ah, very good. You have passed your examination. You do not want to take birth again. And there, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the next, from whom everything began. So that is the definition of the Absolute Truth. Janmad yasya yata, the first line of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the second statement of the Vedanta Sutra, right? So the Absolute Truth is that from which everything comes, everything is maintained, and everything will enter. All right, let's look at the purport. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It is now clearly stated that the real form of this banyan tree cannot be understood in this material world. Since the root is upwards, the extension of the real tree is at the other end. When entangled with the material expansions of the tree, one cannot see how far the tree extends, nor can one see the beginning of this tree. Like we say, can't see the forest from the trees. Same thing. If you're entangled, you can't see what's going on. Yet, one has to find out the cause. "I am the son of my father. My father is the son of such and such person," etc. By searching in this way, one comes to Brahma, who is generated by Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. Finally, in this way, one reaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the end of research work. And where would you learn that? Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. There is a description of the Purushas. So you have the Shirodakashai Vishnu comes from Garbhodakashai Vishnu. Garbhodakashai Vishnu comes from Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu comes from Sankarshan, who comes from Narayan, who comes from Mahasankarshan, who comes from Balaram, who comes from Krishna, who comes from... Thank you. You're another one. Pass the test. Anadi Adi. He has no origin other than himself. That's the absolute truth. None of us can claim that. None of us. Now, Lord Brahma could say, "I'm Atma Yoni." He can. Because other than himself, nobody has seen where Brahma came from. If you read the Bhagavatam, when Brahma was born, even he didn't know how he got there. And it took him a long time to find out when Garbhodakashayi Vishnu and Narayan manifested. So then Brahma found out, oh. But everybody else after him, because he's the first born created being, everybody after him thinks that he's self-born, because they don't see Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. Right? They don't even get to see Shirodakshayi Vishnu when they go to the shore of the ocean of milk. Brahma meditates and then he gets the text message in his heart. Only only when Vishnu or Narayan manifests. But other than that, you know, so that's why in the Vedas, Brahma is called Atmabhu, Swayambhu, Atma, because he's considered to be self-born. But he's not really, because he comes from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And then you learn from Bhagavatam, he comes from, and then you read Anadi Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Very nice to see my Garmakar children. Very good. Who drove? Good boy. Excellent. All right, let's continue. Finally, in this way, when one reaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the end of research work. One has to search out that origin of this tree, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the association of persons who are in knowledge of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's what it means. You approach a self-realized soul. If you all turn to chapter 4, verse 34, you'll see what is the criteria for being a spiritual master and why Krishna says this is who you should approach. The verse is chapter 4, verse 34. Here he says, through the association of persons who are in knowledge of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the translation to text 34 of chapter 4? Because they have seen the truth. That's the key. So that's what he's saying here. They have knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then by understanding, one becomes gradually detached from this false reflection of reality. And by knowledge, one can cut off the connection and actually become situated in the real tree. The word asanga is very important in this connection, because the attachment for sense enjoyment and lording it over the material nature is very strong, and that is the root of the world's problems, right there. Attachment to sense enjoyment and lording it over. That was Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. That is them in one line. So many times, Vidura, Krishna, Vyasadeva, his father, said the same thing to Dhritarashtra and his son Duryodhana. It's not right that you are denying the Pandavas. And Dhritarashtra was chastised by Sanjaya, his secretary, also. And it was all because of attachment. What was it? Once the Pandavas were banished to the forest, now Duryodhana and his brothers, they get to live like kings, right? And Dhritarashtra gets to play king, right? So at one point in the Mahabharata, when it's revealed that they're supposed to give back the kingdom to the Pandavas, that was one of the things that prevented them. Wait a second. If we give back half the kingdom to the Pandavas, we're no longer going to be the enjoyers. And they couldn't. No, can't do that. Because they had become attached to the opulent lifestyle. They were attached. And the thought of no longer being top dog was unbearable. They couldn't, no way. And what did Duryodhana said? I won't even give them the amount of land on a point of a needle. So that's it. When your king, and especially Duryodhana, he was lording it over everybody. That's another symptom of Duryodhana. Mr. Lord It Over. When they lost Draupadi in the gambling match, Duryodhan exposed his thigh, slapped his thigh and said, come on, sit down. Duryodhan. Yes. Duryodhan exposed his thigh. That's why Bhima. Aha. That's why Bhima did that. Because he exposed his thigh and told Draupadi. And he slapped it. So when the time came, Bhima slapped that. Bhima vowed, I will break that thigh. Right there in the assembly, Bhima said, day is going to come, I'm going to break that thigh. Yes. I've been studying. Yes. So this, lording it over in sense enjoyment, that's the root of all the world's problems. Yes? Yes. You know that. I know that. Yes. Everybody should learn that. Yes. Everybody should learn that. Exactly. Yes. And, well, when you get a guru, he'll give you devotional service, obviously. Getting a guru doesn't mean, okay, give me my name. Here's my money. Now I got a name. See? I have a guru. No, guru means service. He engages you in devotional service. Yes. Let us continue. Therefore, one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures, and one must hear from persons who are actually in knowledge. This also comes up in the Mahabharata. Dhritarashtra asks Sanjaya, how come you understand and accept Krishna as God and I don't? So this is the same thing that was told to Dhritarashtra. You don't understand Krishna because you don't associate with saintly persons who can teach you based on the scriptures. You'd rather stay being the king and being with your 100 rascal sons. So that was also discussed. And it was pointed out to Dhritarashtra. How can you realize God? You have to associate with self-realized souls. The same is, the truth is the truth. As a result of such discussion in the association of devotees, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the first thing one must do is surrender to Him. And that's why you surrender to a spiritual master. Because by surrendering to a spiritual master, you're showing God, I want to surrender to you. There's a nice statement by Prabhupada where he says, you can understand your relationship with God by understanding your relationship with your spiritual master. That will indicate how your relationship with God is going. Very nice. The first thing one must do is surrender to Him. The description of that place, whence having gone, one never returns to this false reflected tree, is given here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original root from whom everything has emanated. To gain favor of that personality of Godhead, one has only to surrender. And this is a result of performing devotional service by hearing, chanting, etc. So who was mentioning devotional service? Yes, Jai Krishna, right. So Prabhupada is confirming what you said. Let's read that again. to gain the favor of that personality of Godhead, one has only to surrender, and this as a result of performing devotional service. But who engages you in devotional service? Spiritual master or his representatives. God is the cause of the extension of the material world. This has already been explained by the Lord himself. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. That's the first line of the Bhagavad Gita Chatushloki 10.8. I am the origin of everything. Therefore, to get out of the entanglement of the strong banyan tree of material life, one must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrenders unto Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from this material extension. And to make it even more simple, you want to surrender to Krishna, chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Everybody,